What do you got in store? What's going on?
Well, we're kind of opening up this class to the public in the Marquette area. It's a class that the Red Cross has done before, just not necessarily in Marquette, and it hasn't really been open to the public before. And it sounds kind of weird, but we do teach like CPR for pets as well as like pet first aid. And it's kind of when an emergency happens and you can't quite get to the vet on time, there are things that you can do to help your pet until that point. And people have, you know, said that they did save their dog and let it live for like another 8 years by just performing CPR on it. And so we know that pets are important people, part of everyone's families. And so we're just trying to help them out kind of thing with teaching them that.
Does this focus in on injury? Does it focus? Because I would think a lot of things, especially with dogs in particular, probably poisonings are an issue. Is there a main focus, or does it cover it all?
It kind of covers a lot of stuff. It covers, you know, injuries. It covers poisoning, that kind of thing. And whatever we don't cover, you have a choice of getting a book, either a cat first aid book or a dog first aid book. But I mean, I was looking through there and they have everything in there, from how to help, you know, cats give birth to, you know, what happens if they swallow a pill they shouldn't swallow, or that kind of thing. So, I mean, there's tons of information, and it's a great class for people to know, because we know that pets get sick a lot. And so it's a good resource to have if you can't make it to the vet right away, or if you can't make it to, you know, the hospital right away with their pet. So,
well, one of the things is that for a lot of people, their pets are members of their family. They're looked
for
at
some
as,
people, pets are their only family.
Yeah, and it becomes sort of like they are a member of the family, and they want to make sure that they take care of the pet's health. You mentioned that this was something that had been done before, but not really open to the public. Was there just sort of this? What was it that made you decide to let the folks in on it and take part in this?
We just kind of thought that, you know, it's not really a program that's been run up here before, and I was just kind of thinking, you know, that there are a lot of people up here, especially in the UP, that, you know, have a lot of dogs or they have a lot of cats, and they really care for their pets. And so we just thought that it was important for them to have this opportunity to take this class to kind of figure out, you know, what's going on and how to help their pet.
So kind of the details of where and when, is this sort of a one-time session to get things kind of started, or is this a series of classes? What's happening when and where?
It's right now, we only have one class scheduled, and it's going to be, I believe, Monday, February 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. And if people want to call or register, all they had to do is call our office. And depending kind of how the first class goes, we might be trying to open up more classes, maybe once every month or every couple of months. And we are also looking for volunteers that know a lot about pets, maybe that are veterinarians, that would like to teach the class as well. So that way the people teaching it know what they're talking about as well.
And where will the class be held?
The class will be held at the Vandenboom School off of Fair Avenue, right down the street from the medical center. People have just said that, you know, it's been really interesting. They never really thought about it before. And, you know, at first we tell people about it and they kind of laugh about it. The people that have offices across the hall, when they saw our mannequins, kind of started to laugh. And, you know,
Wait, back that up a minute.
Your mannequins?
Mannequins?
Yes.
That's true. So you have CPR dummy human beings. You got to have CPR dummy dogs and cats, don't you?
Yes, we do.
They really have those.
Yep, we have a husky and we have a calico cat.
Instead of wasting your time with another radio interview tomorrow, come back here and bring those with you.
So reaction's been fairly positive, though, I'm sure. I mean, it is one of those things that people value their pets very, very highly, and they'd love to do what they can to protect them and keep them safe. Mm-hmm. You mentioned it's going to be one class just kind of right now to get the information out there, but what's going to be talked about in the class, and folks are going to get you mentioned a book or something like that. What is happening?
Yep. What's going to happen is like our other CPR classes, you know, people watch some videos and we kind of talk about a lot of different stuff. We haven't actually taught the class, so I don't know exactly the information that we're going to go over, but I know I was looking through the guide and it's quite a bit of information. We go over cats, dogs, and there's a little bit on there too about birds and stuff too. So if anyone owns a bird, we don't have bird mannequins, but... So it's just it's kind of a wide variety. We teach them how to perform CPR on a cat or a dog too, and just rescue breathing on their dog. And it sounds kind of weird, but somebody said that it really did save their dog, and their dog lived 8 more years. So, you know.
Well, like we said, I mean, you know, not only are pets part of the family for some people, pets are all they have. And yeah. So it shows the value and the importance they're in. Again, where is this taking place? When is this taking place?
This is taking place at the Vandenboom School on Monday, February 21st from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And if people are interested, they can just call the Red Cross office to sign up.
Do you want them to call ahead of time? You want them to register? Yes. So you know that they're coming?
Yes, they have to register before they come for the class.
And the number for you folks is what?
906-228-3659.
So there you have it.